How you doing, guys?
Hey. So I'm asked Bill and Devin both about mental toughness and blocking out little things, whether it be just having to sit on an airplane or the heat or anything like that. Is this team exceptional in its ability to kind of narrow its focus and not worry about side stuff?
Well, I think we've proven we could deal with a lot of things over the course of the year. And, 14-2 is a good place to be. So it's pretty sweet. I mean, to come here and win, it's been a tough place for us to play. And that's an excited locker room. You know, to finish 8 wins on the road, too, with all wins. You know, those are fun flights home and bus rides. And it's been good. So it's good. You know, we worked pretty hard, and like every team does. And it's good to be in this position. And try to take advantage of this week off and, get some good things accomplished and then really be ready to play our best football whenever we play.
You guys had no ambiguity about whether or not you were going to rest a little bit, play a little bit. You just went out and played as if this was any other week. Is there an advantage to doing that aside from just winning the game, but having that clear-cut approach?
Yeah. Well, I think, like I said, in the last couple of weeks, I think we talked a lot about last season and the way that ended. And, I think it's just important to keep that foot on the gas pedal. And, it was good. It was good. You know, we started fast, and they got a little momentum there in the second half. And then Jules made a huge play. Mike made a huge block. It was sweet. And it was great to get contributions from everybody, all the backs, all the tight ends. You know, linemen are playing great. The receivers are all doing a great job. So hopefully we can get healthy and be at full strength. And then be ready to go for, whoever we play. It'll be a great football team. They'll earn the right to be there. And then, see if we can get a win.
In your 17th season here, can you just talk about the motivation going into the playoffs? Is it something you have to rediscover every season, or is it something that has just stuck with you throughout your career?
I think every year just presents different challenges. So I think you learn, different things over the years. And I think it's just... you take what you learn and you just try to apply it the best you can. So 17 years is a long time. And, it was just good to come down here and win. I think this has always been a challenging place for us and for one reason or another. And, we just found a way to be a good football team. They're a playoff team. And if they win next week, then we'll play them again. So, we'll see how it goes.
Tom, Michael Floyd, can you talk about Michael and how he's come in such a short period of time and tried to fit in? And I guess... you targeted him today for the first time a few times. Yeah. You got a touchdown pass, the big block. Just talk to me about Michael coming in here and trying to fit into this organization.
Yeah, to come in at this point, like I said, is very tough because there's so much installation already been done. We've talked about so many coaching points. And there's really not the time to make the mistakes anymore, I think it's – but he's a veteran. He's played for a long time. I think he's played in, some meaningful games. So today, that was an unbelievable touchdown. And then the block was awesome. He found, got open on the slant. I had him open on another one where the pass got knocked down the line of scrimmage. So he's done a great job. I mean, he's put a lot of time and effort in. Jacoby's done a great job helping him out, to take extra time with him and really nail some things down. So he went out there and played with a lot of confidence. And, it's great to have good players. So that helps everybody.
Tom, you've been down this road many times before. What do you like about this team? To give you guys a chance to get where you want to go, relative to the other ones you've been on, what those teams have had to get you ready to go.
Yeah, and all those years have been different, so it's always just that's the thing about football. You got to put the work in every week. Just because you win this last weekend doesn't mean anything 2 weeks from now. And we'll be watching next week, and some team's going to win, and they're going to look really good, and you're going to go, oh my God, we got to play those guys, and. You just got to go put the work in, and you got to put the same effort in every single day. There's an urgency that really starts with Coach Belichick that he walks in every day, and he says, this is a big day. We got to accomplish a lot of things today. It's boom, 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 boom. These are the keys to win. Boom, 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 boom. And the guys have to embrace those. You got to understand what your role is. You got to go out there on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and practice that. In whatever conditions are out there on the practice field, and then you go in and then you talk about it and you try to correct things. And then Friday, the end of the week, you put together the plan, and Saturday you talk about it and you review it. It's just a marathon. And I think this team showed a lot of mental toughness that they can do it week in and week out at a consistent level. And that's what it takes. I mean, any team could go 8-8, you know, you win one, you lose one, you win one. You know, you lose, you go, oh, we got to get it going, you know. I think our coaches do such a great job of getting us going when we win, you know, to say, forget about last week. You know, this, we got to move on. You know, that game's over, and, you know, we got to learn from it, and we got to take the things that really helped us win. We got to build on those things. These types of things that we did where we're going to lose, you know, we got to learn from those. So it's good to not have to learn from the losses, you know. So 14-2 is it's a tough thing to do. So I think it's pretty very cool for this team to be able to accomplish that.
How much does it give the offense when the defense is able to force a turnover and give you guys good field position?
It was great. I mean, they've been doing that a bunch the last 4 or 5 weeks, getting a lot of turnovers, getting us in great field position. And that's going to be the key in a few weeks from now. So, you know, we've done a good job of it this season, you know, protecting the football. But, you know, we're going to go into a sudden death game where that's what it's going to come down to, possessions and, you know, possessions and scoring points, taking advantage of scoring opportunities. And, you know, we did a good job of that today when we got some turnovers from our defense, took advantage of it, moved the ball down the field, scored some points. That's going to be really important in a few weeks.
How disruptive was yesterday, just the delay and not getting down there until we scrapped some points?
Yeah. I think it was just, an adjustment. We were sitting on the runway for a long time. And, you know, usually Saturday night's an important night for our team, for our offense, to get together and review everything. And we just didn't have a chance to do it because we got in so late. But it was still good to win. I mean, we were sitting on the, you know, a lot of people took advantage of the time and got some extra rest on the plane, you know, watched a lot of film. I mean, you get 6 hours on the plane as opposed to three, and you could double up your film time. So I think that's an advantage. So, you know, you just take what you get, and then you try to make the most of it.
Your final question, guys.
Tom's kind of asking the obvious, but the importance of your offensive line this year with Zach Lucas, in particular today, the heat, the circumstances out there throughout. Big difference from a year ago this time in terms of the protection.
Yeah, they've done an incredible job. I think they've just, I can't say enough good things about what they've accomplished as individuals, as players, and then collectively as a unit. Between Marcus and Nate and how great they've played and on a consistent basis, you know, Shaq and Joe, what they've accomplished, and then Dave, who's, you know, kind of the ringleader, and, you know, he just brings such great energy and enthusiasm, and he's had a great season. So they've had a great year. Dante is just the best coach, you know, the best offensive line coach in the NFL, so... He does a great job with all of them. And Ted got some action. Flem's done a good job when he's got in there. L.A., you know, he's been ready to go. He just hadn't gotten the opportunity. So it's been great, you know, to see all of them contribute. And, you know, the run game's been great. You know, we've thrown the ball well. So protecting the protection's been great. So just they've had a great season. Thank you, guys.